Today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Padre Pio, which is known for patron of healing for those who have cancer. And I always recommend every time I visited who encountered cancer in their life to pray for Padre Pio. And they're all amazed because it is almost the holistic approach of healing. Not only one particular area, but throughout the entire body that God heals physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So there must need to be rejoiced because St. Padre Pio truly indeed spent most of his time believing in the sacrament of the Eucharist and hearing the sacrament of reconciliation. He is a good counselor. He's a Capuchin priest. But the most important is that he has been known because of the stigmata that he encountered in his hands for more than years, pointing out it is just like wound of Christ. That every time to come and acknowledge him in a powerful prayer, most of them healed, most of them come back and return to the Father the moment we come to acknowledge him at the present time, because we are rejoicing, Lord, in spite of the odds in many of my life. Just like the Israelite in the first reading of today, after their great long years of exile, they're coming back. They build up the temple of God, celebrating, and they are welcomed. We too. What struggles we have been through in our life at this moment, remember, there's always be God ready to help us. There's always Jesus trying to reach out the depthness of our heart, acknowledging that we are not alone. That though we are sinners, we are forgiven. Though we are not perfect, but God allows us and deserve us to be called worthy because we are children of God. The grace of the sacrament of baptism we receive, we become one family, one community, calling each one of us brothers and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, naming it means that we have the great privilege and opportunity that one way or another, that person's spirit touches our core being. And in return to that gratefulness, we thank God. We are rejoicing because someone is listening. Someone is approaching and passing on the light of Christ with no judgment. And that I can call true brothers and sisters because we name it according to Christ. We are Christian. So there's so much thing to rejoice. In the responsorial psalm of today, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And what are we to rejoice? A lot. In good times, God celebrates with us. In bad times, God is watching for us to return and trust in his name. We know that life is mystery. Without God in our daily lives, it is not so easy to face the many challenges. Even though we believe and God is on our side, it is hard for us human to trust, because what we experience is painful, hurtful, sometimes isolation and rejection. But nevertheless, never give in to that moment, but trust in God's power. It's because healing takes place. And the good news is God, who is love. His invitation is open to all who, and we are welcomed. His spirit gives us hope to breathe and never left us alone. His guidance leads us to the possibility, and with his hands we are protected. Our faith in God brings us closer to God and celebrates with him. For we are to rejoice and see the goodness of the Lord is true, amazing grace. We are rejoicing and celebrate together as one, for we see the goodness in the life of our brothers and sisters who do the will of God. Listening to the word of God heals our brokenness. Receiving Christ in the Eucharist makes us living bread for others. Sharing good news enlightens the path as we are to bless each other. In other words, we become humble, spirit-filled. Though we not agree or will not compromise what other people do, but we put ourselves humble in God, and understanding is the key of knowledge, because it brings forth an open door to let God work in his own way for us an instrument to peace. So let no struggles or sin can destroy us to trust in God again. Instead, come and celebrate, for God hears the cry of the poor, and we are truly blessed. Our gathering can be a means of great celebration, for we are put ourselves trusting in God's ways, learning to respect the difference, obedience and following His will, His commandment, praying as one, and the best is Jesus is always in our hearts. For our great mission is letting God be known through us, and the light of Jesus will be our way to give as we rejoice for the gift of life and the grace of faith. Rejoice always and have a heart of gratitude.
The example of St. Padre Pio is set before us today as we take up our daily tasks and occupations. Let us pray with heart, therefore, and firm in trust. Padre Pio rejoiced to be part of the worldwide Christian community. We pray then for all who profess the name of Christ.